Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, we're at chapter 18, and we're plowing right through, but sometimes we get a little hung up on some of the words, some of the verses of Jeremiah, but that's okay, because the more we get hung up, the more we start dissecting the knowledge and the inspiration from the book of Jeremiah. We are at the 15th chapter. Let's begin reading. For my people have forgotten me. They burn incense to worthless gods. And they have stumbled from their ways, from the ancient paths, to walk in bypaths. Not on a highway, to make their land a desolation, an object of perpetual hissing. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and shake his head. Like an east wind, I will scatter them before the enemy. I will show them my back and not my face. In the day of their calamity, then they should say, come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. Surely the law is not going to be lost to the priest, nor counsel to the sage, nor the divine word to the prophet. Come on, and let us strike at him with our tongue, and let us give no heed to any of his words. Do not give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to what my opponents are saying. Should good be repaid with evil? For they have dug a pit for me. Remember how I stood before you to speak good on their behalf, so as to turn away your wrath from them. You know, Jeremiah was a intercessor. He was an intercessor for the people, but then they turned their back on him, started to hate him because he spoke the truth. Therefore, give their children over to famine, and deliver them to the power of the sword, and let their wives become childless and widowed. Let their men also be smitten to death, their young men struck down by the sword in battle. May an outcry be heard from their houses when you suddenly bring raiders upon them. For they have dug a pit to capture me. Jeremiah is saying, these people have turned on me because I tell them the truth. I tell the truth, they turn and they dig a pit for me. They have literally dug a pit for the prophet of God. This is where they're putting it, folks. Anytime you speak the truth, you take a chance on people persecuting you to the point of digging a pit for you. Maybe not literally, but they'll dig a pit with their mouths, with their tongues, and many other things. They'll dig a pit. For they have dug a pit to capture me. And we find here that Jeremiah knew exactly what was coming. Even though he did, he continued to speak the truth. His words, his actions, challenged the people's social and moral behavior. He had openly spoke against the king, the officials, the priests, the prophets, the scribes, the wise people. He spoke against all of them. You know, he's just a young boy, but he spoke against all of them. They did not think that they needed Jeremiah. Their false prophets told them what they wanted to hear, and that's what usually happens. A false prophet will always tell you what you want to hear. They'll tell you how prosperous you are and how great you are and how you're, you know, even if you got an abortion, how your baby's going to reunite with you in heaven. They'll tell you things, lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. Look out. A false prophet will always give you what you want to hear because they want your money. It's exactly what they want. The false prophets told them exactly what they wanted to hear. And they responded to the criticism of Jeremiah by putting him in a pit. And this is what they did. They hated his guts. "And hidden snare for my feet. They hid snares for my feet," Jeremiah saying. "Yet you, O Lord, know all their deadly designs against me." You know, God, you're watching. God knew exactly what the people were doing to his prophet. Jeremiah would speak the truth. The false prophets would speak prosperity and everything's great and everything's going to be good. And you're a one good Joe, you know, is what the false prophets would say. You're forgiven. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to repent. You know, it's really something for a false prophet to speak, and they almost sound like the truth. A false prophet almost just barely misses what God is saying. Did you know that? They are so close to the truth that it almost fools you, but it doesn't fool the very elect. The very elect of God has a discrimination and a discernment to listen to a prophet and determine whether they're true or not. Oh, Lord, you know all of their deadly designs against me. Do not forgive their iniquity. See, I want you to know something. Jeremiah couldn't stand a lot of the people coming against him. He even told God not to forgive their iniquity. Now, does that sound like a prophet? Well, it was. But he was made out of the same stuff you and I are made out of. He says, don't forgive their iniquity or blot out their sins from your sight. Don't forgive them. Don't blot them. You know, the same thing, David said the same thing. He prayed against his enemies. He prayed for his enemies to die. You know, these people were made out of the same thing you are, you and me. You and I are made out of the same stuff. Don't blot out their sins from your sight. But may they be overthrown before you. May they be overthrown before you. Deal with them in the time of your anger. You know, if you were locked up like Jeremiah in a cistern where they ran raw sewage into it, you may just think the same way. Did you know that? You might think the same way. If you were locked up in an underground cistern where they ran raw sewage, you might think the same way that Jeremiah is thinking. Deal with them in the time of your anger. This is something that Jeremiah was not pleased. The valley of Ben-Hinnom Ben Hinnom was the garbage dump for Jerusalem and a place where children were sacrificed to the god Molech. It's also mentioned in 731-32, Topheth. Topheth was located in the valley and means fireplace, actually. And it was probably the place where children were burned and sacrificed. And we're about to get into this chapter where it describes what these people actually did to their kids and their children. It's horrible. Thus says the Lord, go and buy a potter's earthenware jar and take some of the elders of the people and some of the senior priests. Then go out to the valley of Ben Hinnom. See, there it is. Which is the entrance of the potsherd gate. And proclaim there the words that I tell you. And say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am about to bring a calamity upon this place, at which the ears of everyone that hears of it will tingle. You know, that's a... When God brings a calamity, promises, you better listen. We better listen. This was that valley of Ben Hinnom, the garbage dump of Jerusalem, place where children were sacrificed to Molech. And Topheth, located in the valley, also, is where they burnt these children to death. The place where the children were burnt as sacrifices. I want you to get a hold of this. This is how evil that they turned. This is how far they went. But is it any further than abortion? No, I would say not. Is it any further to burn your kid in a fire than it is to take an instrument and grind it to pieces inside the womb? I would say not. Would you? I'm just getting real with you, folks. I'm just saying that there isn't any better to do this. No, I don't think so. The things that are happening right here in our midst are no worse than burning a children in the fire. Let's pray. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, oh God, forgive us and let us be clean. Let us receive your spirit and let us receive your forgiveness. Don't let us go on and not realize what this country is doing. Forgive us, cleanse us, and let the power of God come upon us. Please, God, have mercy. Have mercy on us. Come into our hearts anew. Let us be born again. Forgive us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website and you can listen to these again, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening and let us know that you're with us. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.